Hey, my name is Habib Ahmed, and you're listening to the Puckcord Podcast. Each episode, I speak to different guests of Pakistani background from all over the world, and I ask them about their lifestyles or their life stories. So today's story is about something that sounds really dumb at first, but is actually quite interesting and somewhat concerning. I spoke to around 15 of our finest Pakistani bacche at various times, probably the most number of people that I recorded for a single episode so far. And I asked them a simple question. Can you count in Urdu to 100? Okay, story time. You might be wondering how this topic even started. Well, as those of you who have been listening to the podcast so far might already be able to tell, I struggle with Urdu myself. Meri Urdu bas munasib hai, time pass kara deti hai. और मेरी पंजाबी भी ठीक है कभी कभी गलतियां करके बिस्त होना पैंदा लेकिन उससे अलावा बस ठीक है वेल आई वाज बोर्न इन लाहौर वेल आई वाज बोर्न इन लाहौर आई वाज 6 इयर्स ओल्ड व्हेन माय फैमिली माइग्रेटेड फ्रॉम पाकिस्तान टू न्यूयॉर्क सिटी येट माय पेरेंट्स रेज्ड मी विद उर्दू एंड पंजाबी इन द हाउस एंड इवन दो आई डिडंट स्पेंड मच टाइम इन लाहौर आई हैव अ क्लियर लाहौरी एक्सेंट इन स्पीकिंग उर्दू दैट अ नंबर ऑफ पीपल हैव टोल्ड मी अबाउट बट द एक्सेंट इज जस्ट अ स्मॉल इशू द बिगर इशू इज दिस आई लर्नड उर्दू through hearing and speaking, not through reading and writing. Because of this, I've always mispronounced certain words because I never knew what their actual spelling was. Unsurprisingly, this is a very common issue for people of Pakistani background growing up abroad. There's so many words that I didn't know the correct pronunciation of, but I just pronounced them how I thought I heard them. For example, the word brain in Urdu is dimagh, and I always called it dimagh with the kh at the end. I always thought that was the correct spelling. Dimagh. Aapka dimagh to nahi kharab ho gaya? I've always thought the word bat was chamgadar with a K instead of chamgadar with a G. These subtle differences can really give me away sometimes. I found out the true pronunciations of many of these words a hard way, getting roasted by someone who catches it. So this story about counting in Urdu begins when I was speaking with someone from Discord, a boy named Ahmed from Islamabad. Ahmed goes by the name Nano on Discord, N-A-I-N-O, so we often call him Nano. I've known him for 3 years on Discord, and Ahmed recently turned 18 years old. So between conversations, I asked Nano about his age. I asked him, Ahmed, tum 18 ke ho gaye ho? Well, turns out, the word for 18 in Urdu is 18, not 18. There were other people in the chat too, and they called me out on this. Unfortunately, I didn't record the exact moment we were discussing all this, but here's me talking about it to some people later on.
Ginti is what you want to discuss over here.
Ginti, pata kisna topic ye shuru hua? Ye topic kis tarah shuru hua ki kal main, I think I said the word 18 and I said 18 and he may started making fun of me aur meri phir bisti shuru ho gayi saron ne meri raj ke bisti ki aur
haan lekin itna bhi nahi hua ki main kaha ke bisti kiya
I didn't do that
mere to kaan laal ho gaye the yaar viral मैं जानता हूँ मेरा अल्लाह जानता है मेरी कितनी बिस्ती है इसका मैं हिसाब लूंगा This whole kind of funny discussion led me to ask everyone if they could count in Urdu and we started a challenge who can count the longest ideally to 100 in Urdu interestingly half or more of the people I spoke to were from Pakistan meaning born and residing in Pakistan we started with Ahmed himself who is from Islamabad and then Hamda from Karachi we also call her Hime and Shamir from Islamabad all three of them are between 18 to 20 years old and none of them could count past 40 at this point I thought okay I need to bring some more people in here and ask them if they can count here's Iman from Karachi taking a stab at it
ek do 35, 37, 40.
Oh man, that's messed up. So basically, none of you can count past 40.
Yeah.
ये तो बहुत बड़ा मसला है.
I mean,
one by one, more people started coming into our chat to take the challenge. Shortly after Iman finished, Arfa from UK joined our chat.
Assalamu alaikum.
Hey, assalamu alaikum, how are you?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Yeah, that's like a 7-pound mic. It's like 10 bucks.
All of you are talking at the same time.
So wait, your full name is
Arifa.
Arifa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but it's spelled like A-R-I-F-A.
A-R-I-F-A-H. Where are you from?
I'm from everywhere, but I'm born in England. And then my family moved to Saudi, but it doesn't count because I was like 3. And then I grew up in Italy. And then I've been in England since then, like for 10 years. So 10 years Italy, 10 years here.
Arfa is relatively new to our community. She'll have her own special episode next where we talk more about her. But here we bring her in just for one purpose. Ginti, counting.
Did everyone count? Because I can't count. I can, but it's...
We had Iman count and she got to like 40.
Oh my gosh. I'm so bad.
You want to give it a shot?
Yeah, it's the sixes and the nines that Pakistani just made up for the lols. Like, so it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. It's the 16. What is it? Sola.
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 Sola, 17, 18. What is the 9? 19.
19.
Oh, then it's
beef.
Don't help.
Only the sixes and nines are messing you up.
Yeah.
Beef. I've never seen that issue before. Achha, 21 is 21.
Oh, damn it. Okay, 21. I know this. I know up to 25.
21.
Damn it. What's 23?
Base.
Base, and then something with Jota in it, you know, because it's a 4.
Once you get the rhyme, once you get the formula, you can figure it out to up to 100.
And then I always get 25 and 50 mixed up, like, you know.
25 and 50?
Yeah.
50 is 50.
Yeah.
Oh, I never noticed. I never noticed they're so similar.
Well, that's what happens when you're coconut.
You don't have to feel bad. That's what I was saying. Like, most of the people on this VC are from Pakistan, like born and raised in Pakistan, and they can't count to 40.
We can count to 40, okay? Come on.
Okay, go ahead, Heeman. Just a disclaimer, she just practiced. Isne apni maa ke saath koi practice kiya.
Achha.
So ab cheating karke aa gayi. Lekin chalo bahar alam sun lete.
Oh my god. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36,
37. You missed. You missed one.
37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43. Oh my God. Okay, one second. 41, 42, 43, 44. Okay, I forgot after that.
You hit the chawal mar di.
But like, there's no logical sense.
There's a rhyme, right? It's like, okay. 40 is 40, right? Then basically, yeah, you combined 1 with 40 and you get 41. So 1 plus 40 becomes 41.
Cheat code. Tell me cheat code.
There's a little bit of a hack. Yeah.
Okay, got it.
So far, nobody could really count past 40 or 50. So, by the way, what about me? Can I count to 100? Funny thing is, I think I can. But again, I have two problems. One is the pronunciation. And the other problem is, I tend to mix my Urdu and Punjabi because I learned both languages at once. Sometimes I notice that I'm counting in Urdu and other times I'm counting in Punjabi. In general, when I'm with my family, I speak Punjabi with my mom and my brothers. And I speak Urdu with my bhabis. And I speak English with my sister, my wife, and my younger cousins. So in one household, we're speaking 3 different languages at the same time. You can imagine how confused my nephews and nieces get. They're all about 12 or under right now. So I'm going to go ahead and try to count. Okay, DJ, hit the music.
Kehda music?
Piano baja deo. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
21 42 53 54 65 66 67 68 69 70 71 72 73 74 75 76 77 78 79 80 81 82 83 84 85 86 87 88 89 90 इक्यासी बासी तिरासी चौरासी पचासी छियासी सतासी अठासी 99 91 92 93 94 95 96 97 98 99 100
And so, as you can tell, the majority of my counting was in Punjabi. I mostly learned to count from watching my mom and brothers, mostly my mom. My mom would count money very quickly, and I guess I picked up Punjabi counting more because it seems so much faster to me. They say that your most fluent language is the language that you count in. But that's not necessarily true for me because I'm not most comfortable with Punjabi. The language that I'm most comfortable with is definitely English. I love Punjabi and Urdu though, but I simply cannot articulate myself as well with them as I can with English. But damn, numbers are just so much more fun in Punjabi. It's so much faster. For me, it's a matter of speed too when I'm counting. Like, think about it this way. 62, 63, 64, 65, you know? Bar, tari, chota, pant.
Yeah, true, true, true.
Like, it's so much faster in Punjabi.
Yeah. Brain, 1000 IQ.
1000 ki se bole to maine 1000 socha tha.
Later in our chat, a guy named Khizr joined in. Khizr is from Islamabad, and I had never spoken to him before. He seemed a little bit shy.
I'm 18 years old, and... What else there is to say?
कहाँ से हो?
नहीं पूरा ASL बताओ ना.
ASL.
तुम्हारा नाम क्या है?
मेरा नाम खिजर है.
तुम कहाँ रहते हो?
Where are you from?
Islamabad.
Islamabad, okay. अच्छा खिजर एक बात बताओ. You're 18, right?
Yeah.
आपको गिनती आती है 100 तक उर्दू में?
सही तरह नहीं आती. Simple answer है कि नहीं आती. 50 तक आती है.
Yeah, 50 tak padh lo beshak. The highest we got is what, 44?
Yeah.
Ye to chup hi ho gaya.
Ek khizar mere khayal mein cheating kar raha hai. Google pe gaya hai maine padhne ke liye. Apne dosto ko text kar raha hai yaar ginti daso koi. Mere khayal mein nas gaya ye ladka nas gaya.
Wah, ye to bhag gaya. Ye kitab kholega.
Ammi starts telling him in Punjabi.
Ek do
Urdu mein, Urdu mein. So it seems like Khizr ran away without counting. So we decided to pick on someone else for now. That someone else turned out to be another guy named Jazil. I've known Jazil for 3 years as well. In fact, Jazil was the first person to join our Pakistani Discord server along with his friends and actually stuck around. He was born and brought up in Dubai and goes to school in Malaysia. For as long as I've known him, Jazil has been very inexperienced with Urdu and Desi culture in general. Jazil ko ginti aati hogi, hain?
Oh, Jazil hi reh gaya.
Jazil ko 10 tak bhi ginti aati ho na, main bahut khush hoonga. He'll be like 8, 2, 3, oh, 4, 5, 6,
7.
Jazil se zyada whitewash bacha maine nahi dekha. But jokes aside, Jazil, after joining our Pakistani server and sticking around, improved his Urdu significantly over the years. He started listening to Pakistani songs, qawwalis, and started practicing Urdu on voice chats with some of his friends. And now when we bring Jazil in, he counted what he knew with confidence.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10
Okay, aage chale jao, beshak.
11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16,
17,
18, 20. That's all I know.
Perfect. Wow, well, that was pretty good, man. I had made a bet that you would not get past 10.
Oh.
Respect. So at this point, Khizr, the guy from Islamabad who ran away earlier, popped back in suddenly and began counting from 21, where Jazil left off.
21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40. 38 39 को क्या कहते थे
39
39 40 41 42 43 43 45 46 47 48 49 50
yeah that was good man
87 90
acha ye 50 ke aage aati hai
nahi
chalo that was you're the new record holder
can anyone count in sindhi can anyone do that
Sindhi?
यार हमारी उर्दू पे बेइज्जती हो गई है आप सिंधी पे पहुंच गई हैं
Well, I didn't give up yet. I kept inviting more people to come and count. Here's Saf from UK. Although he was born and brought up in Pakistan, he gives it a shot.
I can probably go to 35.
I bet 20. मेरी 20 पे शर्त है.
अच्छा चलो फिर सुना दो. बिस्मिल्लाह.
1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 9 10 11 12 13 14 15 16 17 18 19 20 21 22 23 24 25 26 27 28 29 30 31 32 33 34 35 36 37 38 39 40 Oh yeah, that's it.
That was amazing.
That was good though. And right after Saf finished, Minahil joined the chat. Minahil is from Islamabad.
Assalamualaikum. Hello.
Assalamualaikum. How are you?
Waalaikumsalam. Are we still counting? Kasina.
Yes, we made everybody count.
I went to 36 to 37 actually.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
You can probably go to 100, right? I was thinking you can probably go.
I can go to 100. Are you kidding me? Yeah, dekho, there's this rule thing Urdu ki counting mein, lekin wo mujhe loves yaad nahi rehte. Main mix ho jaati hu.
That's the thing. It's
because they all sound the same. 61, 62, 63, 64, whatever. Go to hell. मुझे नहीं पता. 63, 64, 65. मैं इंग्लिश में कर लूँगी.
नहीं क्या? सारों ने ट्राई कर लिया. Grace, your turn now.
उर्दू में?
हाँ उर्दू में गिनना.
English में कौन करेंगे? Everybody knows in English. We'll be ready.
Wait, what's the highest record up to?
50 so far.
Really? Oh shit.
Yeah. Most people have died at 40. So the average is about 40.
So no, I think I can maximum go to 50. Mar mar ke. 35 ke baad se mushkil hai.
Okay, go ahead.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, or 42, whatever. 41, okay. 43, 44, 45. Dekho, they all sound the same.
They do.
46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, something, 55. Yeah.
Oh, that was pretty good. You at least you beat his record.
I don't know. किसी को कैसे पता मैं सही बोल रही या नहीं बोल रही?
मैं सही बोल रही.
I mean, I kind of know.
अच्छा, 55, 56 आगे बजे नहीं याद.
50 is hard.
New record.
But yeah, you got a new record.
What zero? Is it sifar?
Sifar.
Sifar.
I always ask my dad that. Yeah.
So I win.
You win so far. Yeah.
Let's just end the call so no one else can beat me. Jab subah Red ne mujhe tag kiya tha ki hum Urdu mein count karenge, maine kaha yaar chalo yaad hi kar lete hain. Nahi, never mind. Jitni aati hai, let's just do it.
Yeah, so cheating ki bata thodi.
Nahi, I didn't bother, trust me.
Oh, because ye jo Lord of Planes hai na, ye cheating karke aaya hai. Lord of Planes is Kizer on Discord. That's his username. He's a previous record holder. हमने इसको बोला कि गिनती करो and he disappeared for 10 minutes and he came back and he counted to 50. उस 10 मिनट क्या कर रहा था?
10 मिनट में तुमने याद कर लिया?
एग्जाम देखो मैं किचन गया था 2 मिनट के लिए गया था.
I can't. I feel bad because I can't even cheat because I can't read Urdu. So.
That's what I was gonna say. Half of these people can't even cheat.
Our last person of the day to take this test was Hassan from Dubai. I asked Hassan to come and enlighten us. Hassan goes by the name Nightwing on Discord, so we often call him that. I had some hope that he might be able to take us to 100, but he joined the chat and immediately we hear this. Hello.
He corona leke aaya.
Oh, bhai, yellow. हेलो 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 अस्सलाम वालेकुम हां जी जी फरमाइए जी क्या हमारे लायक क्या खिदमत है
हां खिदमत ये है कि आई गेस नोबडी इज एबल टू काउंट पास्ट 40 और 50 इन उर्दू तो आपको 100 तक गिनती आती है
ओ भाई मुझे 20 तक आती है माफ कर दो
और यार तुम तो
सो डिसअपॉइंटेड इन यू यू कैन लीव नाउ
चले जाओ तुम्हारी कोई जरूरत
नहीं
यार देखो मुझे मुझे इतना आता है 35 45 55 65 70 80 90
देखा इसको सारे वो पांच पांच वाले आते हैं
100
जब नाइटविंग आती तो होगी तुम्हें बीच में 100 तक तो आती होगी
अबे नहीं आती कसम से मजाक नहीं कर रहा मैं
रेड ऐसे कह रहे 100 तक तो आती होगी जैसे 100 के बाद भी काउंटिंग है
यार पढ़े लिखे इंसान हो यार माशाल्लाह
पढ़े लिखे इंसान
पता है अब वो असल में आपको कभी उर्दू में गिनती सिखाते नहीं है यू जस्ट लर्न इट ऑन योर ओन आई डोंट थिंक दे एवर टॉट अस दैट इन स्कूल
यार देखो मैं मुझे याद है बचपन में 100 तक लिखना सिखाया था उर्दू में
कोई नहीं सिखाया था
तुम्हें नहीं सिखाया होगा हमें सिखाया था
नजर आ रहा है मुझे नहीं सिखाया था फिर भी तुम्हारे साथ आती है
हाय जालिम जालिम
पाकिस्तान में 10 तक सिखाते हैं बस
हाँ शायद आगे सब कुछ मरमर के खुद ही सीखते हो
सारा कुछ इंग्लिश में होता बाकी
हां एवरीथिंग इज इन इंग्लिश
सो ईमान एंड हमदा फ्रॉम कराची शामीर अहमद मिनाहिल एंड खिजर फ्रॉम इस्लामाबाद अरफा एंड सैफ फ्रॉम यूके एंड जाजल एंड हसन फ्रॉम यूएई नन ऑफ देम कुड टेक अस टू 100 एंड आई हैड सेवरल अदर पीपल कम इन एंड काउंट एज वेल बट आई डिडंट रिकॉर्ड देम सो दे डिडंट मेक द फाइनल कट It occurred to me that this is a huge problem. It seems so simple. Everybody should be able to count to 100 in any language that they speak, you would think. Yet that's not necessarily the case. And interestingly, it's not just the case for the Pakistani diaspora, but it's also the case for Pakistani kids growing up within Pakistan. And this problem goes even beyond counting. In fact, it turns out that many Pakistanis cannot read Urdu either. And I myself cannot read Urdu that fluently. I struggle to read it. Here's an example of me trying to read something. फकत एक का होने में ही हसन बंदगी है गालिब हुसन हुसन बंदगी है गालिब जो रोज किबला बदलते हैं वो बेदीन होते हैं बेदीन लाइक विदाउट दीन
लाइक विदाउट रिलीजन
आई वुड से इट्स स्टिल अ लिटिल अंडरस्टैंडेबल फॉर मच ऑफ द डायस्पोरा हु डू नॉट सी उर्दू राइटिंग एवरी सिंगल डे टू नॉट बी एबल टू रीड उर्दू But after quizzing several people, I found that this is a problem for kids growing up in Pakistan as well. The kids, I would assume that they see Urdu every single day on newspapers, stores, cars, and TV. So nobody could get us to 100. I shut off my computer, spoke to my wife, and got her to count as well. My wife, Shireen, is half Pakistani and half Trinidadian. They only speak English in her house, so Urdu is quite foreign to her. She understands Urdu, but never speaks it. And most of the Urdu she learned is from Bollywood movies or Pakistani dramas and songs that her dad got her into while she was growing up. Otherwise, she never had a chance to practice. I had never asked Shireen to count before, and she had no practice before this. So I wasn't expecting her to get very far.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
It's a formula. You just have to...
20, 21.
No, yeah. The other way around. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26.
How is that a formula? It's so
it's kind of a formula. You start with the last number. So 27 starts.
Yeah, but they all sound different.
A little bit. So if it's a, if 27 is 27, then 1 is 28.
28?
Yeah. See?
Yeah, for those two numbers to work out. But what about like...
Well, that was a pretty good try.
And I can't speak Urdu.
Yep, but you can understand it.
But I can understand it. Good. And I can speak it secretly.
So the Desi community on Discord could not get us to 100. I knew my mom could count to 100 completely in both Urdu and Punjabi, so I called her up to ask. And more importantly, I also wanted her to listen to me counting, because yes, I did count earlier in Punjabi and Urdu mixed, right? But I don't really know when I make mistakes. that recording of me counting was completely unfiltered. I did not cross-validate that anywhere else. So I wanted to play that out for her and see what she thinks and point out any mistakes. Before we actually got to counting, though, my mom wanted to talk about Ramzan. This was actually recorded the day before Ramzan started this year in 2020. And my mom wanted to give me the same old advice and the usual pep talk that she gives me before Ramzan every year to hype me up, like most of our parents do.
Hello?
Abhi,
assalamu
alaikum, kya hai?
Shukriya, Allah, TikTok.
Haan, TikTok bas.
So, main Ramzan Mubarak ka se phone kita si, main ka Ramzan Mubarak ke aaj mein sare roza hai.
Haan.
Maza padho, traviyan padho, duaon mango Allah ko, Allah bhi is bimari ko bhi bichha chudaye.
Haan.
ਸਫਾਤ ਦੇ ਪਰਵਰਦਗਾਰ ਦੇ ਮੁਸ਼ਕਲਾਂ ਆਸਾਨ ਹੋਣ ਸਾਰੀਆਂ
ਹਾਂ ਤਰਾਵੀਆਂ ਵੀ ਮੈਂ ਸੁਣਿਆ ਹੁਣ ਘਰ ਹੋ ਰਹੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਲੋਕ ਕੁਛ ਲੋਕੀ ਇੰਟਰਨੈਟ ਸਕਾਈਪ ਵਗੈਰਾ ਤੇ ਤਰਾਵੀਆਂ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਨੇ
ਸਕਾਈਪ ਵੀ ਕੋਈ ਜ਼ਰੂਰਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈਗੀ ਐਵੇਂ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਨੇ ਮਕਾਨ ਬਣਾਇਆ ਹੈ ਜਦੋਂ ਨਬੀ ਪਾਕ ਸੱਲਲਾਹੁ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਸੱਲਮ ਦੀ ਸੁਨਤ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮੁਸ਼ਕਲ ਵਕਤ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਿਸ ਵਕਤ ਤੂਫਾਨ ਹੈ ਬਾਰਿਸ਼ ਹੈ ਬਹੁਤ ਤੇਜ਼ ਘਰੋਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਨਿਕਲ ਸਕਦੇ ਘਰਾਂ ਹੀ ਤਰਾਵੀਆਂ ਅਦਾ ਕਰੋ
ਮੈਂ ਗਿਣਤੀ ਪੜ ਕੇ ਦੱਸਣਾ 100 ਤੱਕ ਅਗਰ ਮੇਰੀ ਕੋਈ ਗਲਤੀ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਤੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਦੱਸਣਾ ਠੀਕ ਹੈ 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 9 10 By this point, I'm guessing you're sick and tired of hearing this crap, so I'm gonna speed it up and make it a little bit easier for you. Ikanwe, banwe, taranwe, churanwe, pachanwe, chianwe, satanwe, athanwe, nananwe, so.
Naninwe.
Naninwe.
Punjabi ch naninwe, Urdu ch
nananwe. Urdu ch nananwe, acha. Acha, fir so. ਉਰਦੂ ਵਿੱਚ ਮੈਂ 50 ਤੱਕ ਗਿਣਨਾ ਨਾ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉਸ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਮੇਰੀ ਸਾਰੀ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਉਰਦੂ ਵਿੱਚ ਗਿਣਨਾ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਉਂਦਾ
ਅੱਗੋਂ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਨਾ 57 55 57 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 59 51 52 53 54 55 96 98 99 so
acha ha matlab 80 to baad almost takriban ek jaisa hi hai lekin 50 te 60 de vich thoda farak hai
81 82 bhi almost hoyi hai 71 72 71 72 bhi hoyi hai 50 te 60 da jehda hissa hai na ohde ch hai 51 52 53
ਇੱਥੇ ਮੈਂ ਫਿਰ ਫਸ ਜਾਣਾ ਬੜੀ ਅਜੀਬ ਗੱਲ ਹੈ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਉਰਦੂ ਵਿੱਚ ਗਿਣਨਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਪਾਕਿਸਤਾਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੀ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਬੰਦੇ ਨੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਗਿਣਨਾ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਉਰਦੂ ਵਿੱਚ
ਨਹੀਂ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੀ ਬੜੀ ਫਰਫਰ ਇੰਗਲਿਸ਼ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਉਰਦੂ ਗਿਣਤੀ ਆਉਂਦੀ
ਹੈ ਨਹੀਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਇੰਗਲਿਸ਼ ਵਿੱਚ ਤੇ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ
ਉਰਦੂ ਚ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਹੈ
ਪਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ
ਹੁਣ ਅਸਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਨਾ ਬਹੁਤ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਰੁਝਾਨ ਇੰਗਲਿਸ਼ ਦਾ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਮੀਡੀਅਮ ਸਕੂਲ ਹੀ ਵਾਂਟ ਇੰਗਲਿਸ਼ ਮੀਡੀਅਮ ਹੀ ਹੁਣ ਰੁਝਾਨ ਹੀ ਖਤਮ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਆਪਣੇ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਮੈਂ ਕਿਹਾ ਘੱਟ ਹੀ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਸਭ ਨੂੰ ਇੰਗਲਿਸ਼ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੀ ਹੈ
So I knew before even recording this episode that I could have gotten the answers from my mom from the very beginning. Or an internet search, but that's not really fun, right? The goal in my mind was to record at least one young person who could count to 100 in Urdu, and that turned out to be more difficult than I thought. I had basically given up hope around this time and decided to wrap it up after speaking to my mom, when finally some good news came. Arfa, our guest from UK, reached out to us and shared a clip of her cousin in Karachi counting completely to 100. Arfa's cousin's name is Sana, and she's in her mid-20s. I never spoke directly to Sana, but want to thank her so much for sharing this with us and allowing us to play this on the podcast. Here is Sana counting completely from 0 to 100.
एक दो तीन चार पाँच छः सात आठ नौ दस ग्यारह बारह तेरह चौदह पंद्रह सोलह सत्रह अठारह उन्नीस बीस 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100.
This is the end of the episode, but not our journey. And seriously, I don't want to give this a cliche ending, but I kind of have to, because in this goofy little recording that we did, there is a message for us, a serious message. Pakistanis are especially good at memorizing, or learning through rata, also called rote learning. The majority of us have memorized tons of content, from surahs of the Quran and other religious verses to multiplication tables and other terms and concepts in our school books. The benefit of learning to count to 100 in Urdu may not seem very much, may seem minuscule, but the effort involved is so little that I would strongly recommend doing so, because you never know when you need it. If anything, you'll be able to understand your mom a little bit better when she says, "Beta, main 82 saalon ki ho gayi hu aur tum 41 saalon ke budde fakir aur abhi tak tumne shaadi nahi ki." You won't need to ask her to repeat that, because she probably won't and will probably throw a different roast at you instead. They're mysterious like that. I know that I will take some more time after recording this to learn to count properly in both Urdu and Punjabi, and I hope you do too. Happy counting, and see you soon. Godspeed to soul and beyond. Khuda hafiz.